But first, we've got some breaking news that we noticed just before the show went to air. The hacking group Anonymous and Lull Security have called for a boycott of the US-based company PayPal for their refusal to pass on donations to WikiLeaks. In mid-July, 14 suspected members of Anonymous were charged with hacking the online payment company. And on the phone with you, to bring us up to speed on this, is Still Garion. He's a tech blogger watching it unfold. Still, are they actually hacking into PayPal or just calling for a boycott?
At this stage, Tom, they're just calling for people to boycott PayPal, that if they have a PayPal account, to log in, withdraw their money, and cancel their account.
There's been a lot of talk about it on Twitter, and it seemed that it was almost like a threat that you needed to pull out of PayPal before they were going to hack it in a threatening kind of way.
Look, there has been some of that talk around, and this is the problem whenever you deal with Anonymous, is that anyone can just put up their hand and say, I'm a member of Anonymous and acting in their name. And they have had a couple of people posting screenshots of things which look like they could be someone preparing to make an attack and mass delete 200,000 PayPal accounts and so on. But I mean, those sorts of screenshots can be very easily faked. The official statement from Lulsec and Anonymous is making it quite clear that they want this to be a lawful operation because they consider that everything they've done all along has been lawful.
And is there any sign that a lot of people are responding to them by pulling out of their PayPal accounts?
Yeah, look, there's certainly hundreds of people doing this at the moment. It's really hard to get exact numbers on it because there's just a stream of people on Twitter saying, yes, you know, if you PayPal and I've closed my account. Look, that's really not going to damage PayPal in any way because PayPal has hundreds of millions of members. They've got 3 million members in Australia alone. So even if 10,000, 50,000 people did end up closing their accounts, to an elephant like PayPal, that's really just a mosquito bite. But what I find interesting here is the difference in attitude, I suppose, between what Lulsec and Anonymous are doing, which is claiming the high ground and saying what they're doing is ethical all along, and responding to the arrest of Anonymous members or alleged Anonymous members only last week, because they think what they're doing is, they say in their statement, quote, an ethical modern cyber operation. And I don't think they're quite realising that even if you just do a denial of service attack against someone like PayPal, it doesn't matter whether it's just a few people or relatively few people with simple tools or a massive number of people with massive automated tools. You know, it's still disrupting an operational website, which is a criminal act.
Yeah, I imagine there'd be people with lots of different points of view about what they're doing and whether it's indeed lawful. Still, Gary, we'll keep watching this one as it unfolds online. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers, Tom.